And that Jim and Lee were choking round the bottom of a bucket southern for a dirt track. He had mud kicked on his goggles and a screaming three-fifths stacked up on his back. Well, as he passed the stands, he's speeding off a good app. And through the roar of his engine, he heard somebody shout, "Stand on it. Come on, boss, stand on it." That man passed out as he drifts, he hit the ship, but she just couldn't get a hand on it. She's racing red hairs, boy, she had the deed to the ranch and a grand on it. Well, ain't grand boy, not on the red line. She grew past a hitchhiker out on Route 39. They ought to stand on it. Oh, yeah, baby, stand on it. Well, now we ain't down, you can figure it out. Just stand on it. Well, if your mind's confused, you don't know what you're going to do. Y'all stand on it. Well, if you've lost control of the situation at hand, grab the girl, go see your rock and roll man and stand on it. Come on now, stand on it. Stand on it, y'all. Even though he hadn't planned on it, he got lost and woke up the one morning when he's about to land on it. He wouldn't have gone out of Italy, oh, that's for sure, without Queen Isabella standing on the show. Shout, stand on it. Go ahead and stand on it. When I went in down, you can figure it out. Just stand on it. Well, if your mind's confused, you don't know what you're going to do. Y'all stand on it. Well, if you've lost control of the situation at hand, grab a gun, but you may only get a stand and stand on it. Come on, y'all, stand on it. Oh, stand on it.
Ministries, everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be Jesus forgives, Muhammad kills. Jesus forgives and Muhammad kills. I want to tell you the difference between Jesus and Muhammad today. And one major difference is that Jesus forgives and Muhammad kills. Yes, the truth of the matter is Muhammad, he was in this cave and he got this revelation. He was in a cave and he got a revelation, the cave of Hira, and he got a revelation. And that revelation, there was no witnesses. You need to understand there is no witnesses. And this is the prime example of a false prophet. We see this in Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and many cult-like groups. There's been self-proclaimed prophets with no witness. In the Bible, Jesus has the Synoptic Gospels with witnesses. And every miracle that Jesus did was a witness. But here, Muhammad has no witnesses. So we need to understand that Jesus forgives why Muhammad kills. Muhammad was the only witness to the experience, and one witness is not acceptable in substantiating such a claim. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 19:15, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. So God authenticated the call of Moses with miracles, and he witnessed concerning his son, Jesus Christ, with miracles. Muhammad, on the other hand, declared that he could not perform any miracles, and the Quran does not mention a single miracle attributed to him. So the truth of the matter is, a true prophet who is chosen by God to be the founder of a new religion must receive a direct call from God. Muhammad received his call in a cave of Hira with no witnesses. So Jesus forgives, Muhammad kills, and I want to go and tell you 15 different distinctions. Or actually 20 different distinctions between Jesus and Muhammad. And the first thing that Jesus, he was sinless, why Muhammad was sinful. Jesus was without sin, why Muhammad was full of sin. So, firstly, Jesus, according to the biblical records, was sinless, while Muhammad, according to the Quranic record, was sinful. So in Mecca, Muhammad received a command about his sin. Then have patience, O Muhammad. Lo, the promise of Allah is true, and ask forgiveness of thy sin and him and praise of the Lord at all of night and the early hours. Surah 40:55 in the Quran. So you need to understand, there is a huge distinction, folks, between Jesus and Muhammad, and one of those distinctions is that Jesus was sinless. Meanwhile, Muhammad was sinful, and you need to understand another thing is the Islamic religion, they call Jesus the prophet, and he's not. He's not just a prophet. No. He makes claims that I and the Father are one. Jesus makes claims as I am the truth, the way, and the life. Jesus makes claims in Hebrew that he is the radiance and the glory of God. He's the full representation, the radiance of glory of God. Jesus makes those claims. So you need to understand, there's a huge distinction between Jesus and Muhammad. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus is a religion. He's about forgiveness. And Muhammad is about hate. So we know that Jesus was sinless. Meanwhile, Muhammad was sinful. This is a fact. But we also know that there's another historical fact. In Jesus' tomb, his tomb was found to be empty by some of his women followers, as the Australian notes, but by far most holds firmly to the reliability of the biblical statement concerning an empty tomb. So another distinction is the tombs. Jesus' body was never found. Yet Muhammad's body is still in the grave. A huge distinction, a huge difference. Although Muslims may claim that his soul has gone to heaven, none to my knowledge claim that his tomb is empty and that his body was raised like Jesus. Here's another major distinction. Jesus' body was disappeared in the tomb. Meanwhile, Muhammad's body still remained in the tomb. Big difference, big difference. Like I said, there's a big distinction between Jesus and Muhammad. They're not both prophets. Jesus was resurrected. Jesus is alive. Jesus is God. You need to understand that, folks. Come on, somebody. To all you Muslim sympathizers out there, I'm here to tell you that that I don't hate Muslims. Muslims hate me for loving Jesus. Come on, somebody, that's in the Quran. I don't hate Muslims. Muslims hate me because I love Jesus. And that is, so they're death. So there's huge distinctions here. According to the biblical and the Quranic records, respectfully, Jesus died for their sins of the world. While the truth of the matter is, Muhammad died of poisoning. The death of Muhammad was by poisoning. Why the death of Jesus was for the sins of his world and for his love for the world. So Jesus died from the sins of the world. Meanwhile, Muhammad died through poisoning. You need to understand that there's a huge, huge distinction. Sharia law kills. Ten Commandments forgives. Jesus is all about forgiving. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. Let me tell you guys something right now. Jesus have dealt with things in a loving manner, while Muhammad deals with things in a very evil manner, a very punishable manner, and deathly way of manner. So, the difference between Muhammad and Jesus died for the sins of the world, while Muhammad died through poisoning. But with dealing with sexual sins, what is the difference in how Jesus deals with sexual sins and Muhammad? Well, in the Quran of Surah 24:2, Muhammad says this: "The fornictress and the fornicator, flog each of them with 100 stripes. Let's not pity withhold you in their case, in the punishment described by Allah. If you believe in Allah in the last day, and let the party of the believers witness their punishment. The punishment is for unmarried persons guilty of the above crimes, illegal sex. But if a married person commits illegal sex, the punishment is to stone them to death according to Allah's law." Yeah. So this is what we have here again. Muhammad, how does he deal with... how does the Quran deal with sexual sins? Well, it's very simple. They stone you to death. They kill you. They whip you. And you see this in the Middle East even today. You see women are being buried up to their neck. They're being stoned to death. Boy. Now let's go on. So Muhammad is portrayed within the Quran and within this points of this brutal scene. But we see a mass difference in how Jesus deals with sexual sins, don't we? First, Jesus explains why there are vices such as adultery. And in the Sermon on the Mount, regarding the sins of adultery, unless he says, "You have heard it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you, if anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in her heart." So Jesus forgives sexual sins. Meanwhile, Muhammad murders sexual sins. Big difference. A huge difference. For all you women that are Muslim sympathizers, I want to tell you, get ready to be stoned to death. Because the truth of the matter is, Jesus forgives your sexual sins if you repent. The truth of the matter is, Muhammad, he stones you to death. He whips you to death. He will kill you for your sexual sins. There's a big difference. So, I'm here to tell you today, you need to understand today, that there's a big difference between this evil Islamic religion moving in America. They, all they want to do is push Sharia law. Meanwhile, they're pushing to take down the cross, Ten Commandments, prayer, and anything that represents Jesus they want to take out of the government because our president is Muslim. But I'm here to tell you that America is a Judeo-Christian nation founded on the moral, ethical principles of Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, I don't hate Muslims. Muslims hate me because I believe in Jesus. You need to understand that today, that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, and only Jesus can you have peace. And I'm here to tell you, in my studies, Islam is not a peaceful religion by any sets, by any means. So let's talk about the difference in their violence. Jesus set a very high standard for his followers to emulate if they are to take up his cross and follow him in Matthew 16:24. When Jesus was interrogated by the authorities, he says, "My kingdom is not of this world. And if my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm," in John 18:36. So what does Muhammad paints for us altogether a different point, as with the Quran attest, he committed assassinations, as well as threatened to murder over 10 people. And these threats stem from the fact that these people offended him in some way. Some, for example, wrote satirical poems about him. In Surah 30:16-61, Muhammad says it like this: "If the hypocrites, the sick of at heart, and those who spread lies in the city of Medina do not desist, we shall arouse you, Prophet, against them, and then they will be your neighbor in the city for a short while. They will be rejected wherever they are found, and then seized and killed." So the truth of the matter is, Jesus told his followers, let's take up the cross. Meanwhile, Muhammad told his followers to commit assassinations. And that's what's happening. There's a big difference between Jesus and Muhammad, folks. You need to wake up. For all you Muslim sympathizers, this religion is from the pit of hell. This religion is very evil. There's no witness. Intellectually, there was no witness of what Muhammad, he was a lunatic. There was no witness. So he had these visions. Some of you might, he was at that fine line of a lunatic or a schizophrenic because he had visions and he had no witnesses. He falls in line into a cult. Jim Jones. No witnesses. There's a huge distinction in how Jesus handled his confrontation with Satan. Muhammad was influenced by magics are evident. As far as the historical aspect is concerned, the incident of the holy prophets being affected by magic is absolutely confirmed. And according to some of the hated traditions, Muhammad was negatively affected by magic. And on the other hand, Jesus exercised great authority over the power of darkness, as well as took Satan head on. On Luke chapter 4, verse 33-35, we read that Jesus encountered with a demon, and in the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Ha, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out within injury. You need to understand the difference here. Muhammad became bewitched. He became controlled by Satan. Jesus, on the other hand, took authority over Satan. Jesus has authority over Satan while followers of Muhammad are being bewitched by Satan. There's a big difference, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Jesus. But all you Muslim sympathizers that want to call me a bigot, I'm here to tell you I don't hate Muslims. Muslims hate me. Because the Quran teaches them hate. The Quran teaches them to punish. The Quran teaches them to beat. This is what we see in videos all around the world. Their Bible, or their Quran, teaches them to hate me because I love Jesus. So, they would love to stone me. They would love to whip me. And yes, they would love to kill me. So no, I don't hate Muslims, but Muslims hate me. And I'll tell you what, I love America, and America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We follow Jesus in America, and if you want to come to America, and you want to follow our ethics, that's fine and dandy, as long as you do it legally. So Jesus says, if anyone comes after me, in Matthew 17:24, Jesus let people decide for themselves. If they refuse to follow him, then so be it. The word if implies freedom to choose or either accept the way of Jesus or reject it. So, Jesus gave you freedom to follow him or to reject him. That was your freedom. Unlike Muhammad, there was no army or power that tried to force people to believe. So, Jesus gave you religious freedom. You're either going to accept Jesus or you're going to reject him. Whereas Muhammad forcefully imposes his will, as we read in the Surah 9:5. Then, when the months made unlawful for fighting expire, killed the polytheists whereas you find them, and seize them, and besiege them, and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. But if thy repent, establish prayer 5 times a day, and pay to zakat due charity tax, then let them go their way. So, Muhammad said that Allah does not love those that reject Islam. Whereas Jesus said that God loves everyone, whether they believe in Him or not. This is in John 3:16. So Muhammad said that Allah does not love those. This is in the Quran 30:45, 3:32, and 22:38. So Muhammad once again has proven in the Quran that he is a religion of hate. So all you multicultural pluralism folks that want to call me a bigot, I would question you to go read the Quran, because the book is about a book of hate for followers of Jesus. And Jesus is a book of love. Jesus said that God loved everyone, whether they believed in Him or not, in John 3:16. The Christian God is an all-loving and an unconditional in His love, whereas Allah's love is strictly conditional. Huge difference. Huge difference. So Muhammad said that Allah does not love those that reject. So once again, Islam is a religion of hate. It's a religion of hate. Jesus condemned stealing, thou shalt not steal, in Matthew 19:18, whereas Muhammad permitted stealing from unbelievers. The people fell hungry and captured some camels and sheep. In the Bukhari 44:668. So here's the thing again. Jesus says, thou shalt not steal. Islam, Muhammad says, you can steal as long as it's from unbelievers. Go ahead, steal from them. Take everything from them. That's exactly what they're trying to do to America. They want to take over Western society. Their Quran believes that, and they want to destroy America. So, I don't hate Muslims. Muslims hate me. You get it? I don't hate Muslims. Muslims hate me. That is why we don't want them in here. Because they're full of hate. And their Quran teaches hate. And it's all it is hate. It's all it is hate. So Muhammad permits lying in the Bukhari 49:857. While Jesus does not, thou shalt not bear false witnesses, in Matthew 19:18. Jesus never owned slaves or traded them, whereas Muhammad did. Allah's apostle, may peace be upon you, said, sell him to me, at the Sahara Muslim 3901. But you need to understand there's a huge distinction between Jesus and Muhammad in this religion. Jesus, he always preached forgiveness. In Matthew 18:21, verse 22, and 5:38, Muhammad did not. We saw above that he assassinated those that mocked and ridiculed him. So, what did Muhammad do? He assassinated those that mocked and ridiculed him. We see this happening around the world today. If people are being assassinated that mock or ridicule Islam, this is getting ridiculous. There's a huge distinction. America, we are a Judeo-Christian country that was founded on the ethics of Christianity. I don't know why the church isn't preaching about this. They are using our love to infiltrate our open arms to push their hate. Muhammad taught revenge. If then anyone transgresses the prohibition against you, transgress ye likewise against him. This is the Quran 2:194. Whereas Jesus did not. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him on the other also. Matthew 5:39. Once again, a huge difference. Followers of Jesus, this is a big difference here, that Jesus preached forgiveness. Muhammad did not, but he preached revenge. He preached, if then anyone transgresses the prohibition against you, transgress ye likewise against him, in Quran 2:194. You need to understand there's a big difference between Jesus and Muhammad. And I want to tell you that Jesus forgives and Muhammad kills. Jesus forgives and Muhammad kills. There's a huge distinctions about Jesus and Muhammad. Their personal and private relationships different greatly. Jesus was celibate, whereas Muhammad married 13 wives and kept sex slaves. So, Muhammad had 13 wives and sex slaves. And he had a vision in a cave, but Jesus was never married. The peace factor of their teachings were, according to Muhammad, jihad in the way of Allah elevates one position in paradise by the hundredfold Muslim 4645. Whereas Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Matthew 5:9. So Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. Why Muhammad says, you will be elevated in paradise by a hundredfold if you go jihad. I mean, a huge distinction, guys. Are you going to follow Muhammad and Sharia law? Are you going to follow Jesus and the Ten Commandments? And I'm sick and tired of being called the bigot because I want to follow Jesus and the Ten Commandments. And I tell people, I don't hate Muslims, but Muslims hate me because I believe in Jesus and the Ten Commandments. Muslims hate me, and their Quran teaches them to hate me. And there's a big distinction where they believe if they follow jihad that they are going to be elevated to a high position in paradise, when Jesus said, blessed are those that are peacemakers. And for all you women that think that you are being oppressed, go ahead. I want to tell you that Muhammad and Jesus has many different approaches to women. Their approach to women was very different. Jesus forgave prostitutes and even had women followers. Meanwhile, Muhammad murdered women. Yeah. I want to tell you that America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Don't let it go. Don't let America go for such a hateful religion of Islam. And it's very hateful. And I'm here to tell you just a few things. There's a major difference between Jesus and Muhammad, and you need to understand that. And I do not know why the church is not teaching this today, but I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to stick my head out, and I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to stick my neck out. And I want to tell you right now that Jesus is different. Jesus is different than Muhammad. And Muhammad kills, Jesus forgives. Muhammad kills, Jesus forgives. And you need to understand, there's a major difference in the cave of Hera when you have a so-called prophet that claims to have a vision with no witnesses, and then you got the synoptic gospels of Jesus Christ, the four witnesses. And the Bible says that by the mouths of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. You know, we need Jesus. We need Jesus. Remember, Jesus was sinless. Meanwhile, Muhammad was sinful. Remember that Jesus' body had disappeared in the tomb. Meanwhile, Muhammad's body still remained in the tomb. Remember, Jesus died for the sins of the world. Meanwhile, Muhammad died through poisoning. Jesus forgave sexual sins. Meanwhile, Muhammad murdered sexual sins. Jesus forgave prostitutes. Meanwhile, Muhammad stoned prostitutes. Jesus said, take up your cross. Meanwhile, Muhammad told his followers to commit assassinations. Come on, Jesus, he had authority over Satan. Meanwhile, Muhammad, he was bewitched by Satan. Remember, followers of Jesus, you had freedom to follow Jesus. And meanwhile, Muhammad, he imposed his will on his followers. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I want to wake you up just a little bit and tell you it's time to renew your faith in Jesus Christ. It's time to renew your faith in Jesus Christ once again. It's time to put a cross back on your church. It's time to put the Ten Commandments back up. It's time to put Jesus on your wall again. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I got to tell you something, that there's a big difference today. I got to tell you something, that Jesus forgives and Muhammad kills. I got to tell you something, I don't hate Muslims. Muslims hate me. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to worship Jesus in my country, and I hope you want to embrace Jesus all the more. I hope Jesus will be the center of your church again. I hope Jesus will be the center of your family again. I hope Jesus will be in the public schools again. I hope Jesus will be in the hospitals again. I hope Jesus will be back in the military again. I'm here to tell you today that there's a big distinction between Jesus and Muhammad. Jesus loves why Muhammad kills. I don't know about you today, but I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, Jesus is what made America great. And without Jesus, there is no America. Jesus is what made this country great. And I'm here to tell you today that the love and the as much as we gave to the world, that was through Judeo-Christian ethics. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to embrace Jesus all the more. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is real. I'm here to tell you that didn't find His tomb, His body in the tomb. Why? Because Jesus resurrected on high. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is alive and Jesus is resurrected. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you Muhammad died during poisoning. He was poisoned. They found his body, but Jesus lives on forever. I'm here to tell you there's a huge distinction. Jesus Christ is alive today. Jesus is alive today. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.
And that's him and he was hooking round the fountain of a fucking southern for a dirt track. He had mud kicked on his goggles and a screaming three-fifths is tagged upon his back. But as he passed the stands, he's speeding off to good out. But through the roar of his engine, he heard somebody shout, stand on it. She hit the ship, but she just couldn't get a hand on it. She's racing red hairs, boy. She had the deed to the ranch and a grand on it. With a grand blowing out on the red line, she flew past a hitchhiker out on route 39. They ought to stand on it. Boy, baby, stand on it. When that wind ain't down, you can't figure it out. Just stand on it. Well, if your mind's confused, you don't know what you're gonna do. Y'all stand on it. You've lost control of the situation at hand. Grab your girl, go see a rockabilly man and stand on it. Come on now, stand on it. Stand on it. Even though he hadn't planned on it, he got lost and woke up the one morning when he's about to land on it. He wouldn't have got out of a Italy, oh, that's for sure, without Queen Isabella standing on the shore, shouting, stand on it.